Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Are there any questions from Council for Mr. Milstead?
Yeah, I just got a question. Tim, is still going to be a McDonald's?
That's correct. We have plans in our possession for McDonald's at the corner of Cherry Laurel and Dogwood.
Okay. 24/7, do we know?
We do not know the hour specifically. That has not been yet determined yet.
Okay, so we got a McDonald's coming on Dogwood across from the Publix. We don't know if it's 24 hours or not. We're not sure if it's going to be a... I guess we did get an answer to the corporate store question, but
there's a Publix on Dogwood now?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, it's relatively new. Yeah, that's huge.
Heck
too.
Heck yeah.
So, you know... And as often happens when you're having a Milton City Council meeting or any meeting where the public is invited to ask their questions and make their comments, people ask things. And sometimes they ask things that you're not expecting.
I just have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
I've heard a lot of rumors about McDonald's themselves are laying off a lot of people and they're going robotic. Is our new McDonald's going to be a robotic McDonald's? I mean, since they're firing people and stuff, I'd like to know.
I would love a robotic McDonald's.
I did not see that coming.
I know what she means, though. You've seen it.
I know. Yeah. I'm prepared for all the possibilities when the public gets up to talk. That's not one I thought
Dude,
was going to happen.
Bring on the 24/7 robot McDonald's.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
So, Heather Lindsay, the mayor, says... Always reacting in great diplomacy.
Okay, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure if we have the answer because we don't even know who the franchise... we don't even know if there's a final franchise agreement on this yet. Is there any information about the McDonald's owner and what his or her plans are for staffing?
Yeah, and the answer there is, well, we're waiting to find out. And then also...
Is this a McDonald's corporate store or is this going to be a franchise owned store?
I mean, I don't know what the difference really would make any for this particular situation, but okay.
This is a corporate store.
Oh, thank you.
Similar to Chick-fil-A in the way that they operate, they're all corporately owned when they have an operator assigned.
Okay.
And some of the operators operate multiple stores.
So a couple of minutes go by and then we find out the all-important question of whether the robots that are going to operate the new McDonald's are going to do your bidding or not.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
And she actually comes into the city council meeting again and says...
As far as robots, I will find out, but it's my understanding through my conversations with McDonald's this past week that the layoffs were not... There were some layoffs as far as staffing goes, but they were more in the corporate portion of the operations,
right,
than labor.
But look, I get that. You know, people read the news and they're not quite sure what it applies to exactly, or maybe they see the headline on their social media feed or whatever, and that's the extent of it. So like I said, about 10 minutes goes by, and then the young lady who's representing the developers comes back with a robot update.
Sorry, I did get a very quick response and wanted to let you know that the employee total should be 85 with approximately 15 to 20 per shift.
Of human beings.
That would be a lot of robots.
Of human beings.
Or are they replicants?
Or are they replicants or a Borg? Or are they lizard people like V in human skins, you know, or whatever they're putting in their fake eyes at night? I mean, just all this stuff. So the next thing to do on the agenda after they were having this kind of discussion was to approve the regular agenda.
Okay, so we have a motion from Councilman Powell, second from Councilman Jarrett, to approve the general consent agenda as presented.
Same thing.
Mine's frozen.
And they're running into
yes
computer problems?
It just went through.
Can't get their devices to work?
Yeah, Windows did that.
I would just like to recognize the human beings who work for the city of Milton who are far superior to the, electronic service that we're trying to use.
Oh, much better than the robots we could theoretically have. Oh, man. I just
have one question.
Yes, ma'am.
I've heard a lot of rumors about McDonald's themselves are laying off a lot of people, and they're going robotic. Is our new McDonald's going to be a robotic McDonald's?
And apparently the answer is no. Tragically. 6:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, sarcastic. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. The Transgressors Memorial Service comes up in just a moment. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
That's right. And much, much better than yesterday, of course. Not showing any accidents so far. Taking a look at Dogwood and Cherry Laurel, where the human McDonald's may end up going. It's so funny, but I get why people would ask that. But I'm waiting for a robot McDonald's. I haven't seen one yet. I am, man. And that looks fine. Milton not showing any delays. 90 is clear. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, by all means, please text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got work to get done on a car, Bobby Likas Auto Service. They take care of all the cars, the trucks, the vans, the imports, the Beamers, the Porsches, the Mercedes, the Genesis, the Lexus, okay? You don't have to go to Mobile or whatever the other location of the dealership is. You don't have to go the distance and pay the extra money. And, you know, you can do it right here at Bobby Likas on Davis Highway. It's easy peasy, okay? They work on those cars all the time. Diesel engines, they work on those cars all the time. Any old runaround, whatever your car is, they work on literally all of it. Make an appointment at carclinicservice.com or just drop in. You know, dropping in is perfectly fine. Their philosophy is to prevent the big stuff by seeing you routinely for the small stuff so that they can prevent. That's why they call it preventative maintenance, is to prevent the big things from happening. 2021 top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above by Carfax. Bobby Likas Auto Service, right here on Davis Highway.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy the live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out, enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, the White Sands Panhandle Band takes the stage. They're one of the hottest bands in bluegrass country and rockabilly on the Gulf Coast, and you'll hear everything from Marty Stewart and Charlie Daniels at Bands on the Beach Tuesday, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Pets and glass, not allowed.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology, now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fee. See dealer for details.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Travel and Tourism Week starts on May 8th, but Visit Pensacola is looking for your hospitality hero. Someone who made your local experience exceptional. Someone who went the extra mile to serve you or your guests at a restaurant, a hotel, or at an attraction. Nominate your hospitality hero at visitpensacola.com. Your nominee could be standing on stage receiving awards at the Visit Pensacola Tourism Luncheon and recognition online as the area's best. Nominate your hospitality hero today at visitpensacola.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, afternoons at 1.
after Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to remember those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must henceforth be forever cast into the abyss of dead names. In this moment of our remembrance, we prove with great grief and wailing the sincerity of our noble tolerance. What we once wrongly allowed in the ignorance of white privilege has become the cleansing rite of virtue signaling we use to prove our purity. Join with me now as we remember those we've lost. First, Webster Barnaby, who this week had the unmitigated gall to refer to people of the acronym as mutants from another planet.
It's like we have mutants living among us on planet Earth, as if they were mutants from another planet. This is the planet Earth.
Yes, the state representative even went further and used some horribly mean religious terminology against our people.
The Lord rebuke you, Satan, and all of your demons and all of your imps who come and parade before us. That's right, I called you demons and imps.
So, obviously, Barnaby must go. That's the easy part. But what some of our newer congregants have been asking me is why Barnaby is so wrong, whereas the people he was attacking are okay. After all, some of them used pretty harsh language as well.
Welcome back to the Genital Gestapo. Today we're playing Who's the Panty Police? Because I don't want people looking at my genitals, because that would make y'all pedophiles. I don't want a human centipede of a government telling me where or where not I can pee.
And on other occasions, some of our own woke-alites have called Republicans racists and bigots and Nazis and worse. So why do we give those insults a pass? You know, sometimes I feel like you aren't even reading your catechism, people. Miller's First Rule of Polemics, Constantinople Convocation Reformed, clearly says, always establish a robust system of double standards, where the rules only apply to your opponents and not to your allies. You see, although we claim to believe in these principles, we really only believe in winning. And if we can pretend to believe in fake principles to make the enemies of justice look bad, well, that's just good tactics. So the most important thing isn't what's being said, but who's saying it, and whether they're on our side. When they say Gestapo, we call it hyperbole that trivializes the Holocaust. But when we say Gestapo, we call it an accurate description. We're in a war here, people! We don't have the luxury of principles and consistency and logic, and of course, I hope you realize that the whole goal of sending up those young people to say such inflammatory things was to bait someone into losing their cool and saying something outrageous. And we did. We really did. Barnaby, our enemy, must go, and our friends the mutants and imps must stay. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, Martha E. Pollock and Michael I. Kotilikoff, the president and provost, respectively, of Cornell University. Not as you might think for so pretentiously using middle initials. No, such pretension is very normal and admirable for the thought leaders at universities. This is much more serious than that. When a member of the student proletariat at Cornell recently encountered a painfully triggering account of sexual assault in a book she was reading for her Korean-American literature class, her sympathetic friend did the obviously right thing. She asked the university to require trigger warnings on all classroom materials so that nobody would ever encounter anything upsetting ever again in the pursuit of a college education. Naturally, the student assembly approved the resolution unanimously, since all properly constituted student bodies act as one hive mind. And what did the callous president and the provost say to this super reasonable request? They denied it, adamantly, and pretended that their indifference to the collective anguish of the student body was rooted in some archaic notion of academic freedom and the importance of encountering challenging ideas. But look, this is at odds with our entire movement. If we stand for anything, it is our love of the snowflake and our desire to protect all of the precious, dainty little ones from ever experiencing hurtful feelings, especially in a safe space like the university, where our whole way of life is to pretend like the outside world with its rules and its facts doesn't exist. Surely you understand that we must protect these fragile young'uns from the harms that come, and we must indoctrinate them into our orthodoxy so we can prepare them for a world which will always take care for their feelings the way we do. One day soon, there will be abundant safe spaces for all, and no one will ever have to be challenged by the difficult ideas ever again. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And finally, let us celebrate the outstanding work being done at Build-A-Bear, the Stuff-It-Yourself Children's Teddy Bear Factory, which this week announced a partnership with the draggiest queen of them all, Her Excellency RuPaul. That's right. The adults-only line of teddy bears at Build-A-Bear called the Bear Cave, began promoting a $56 specialty bear with chocolate fur, a platinum wing, and a shiny gold dress described as cover bear, put the fur in your walk, head to paw, let your whole body talk. She done already done had herses, and now you can have yourses with your very own RuPaul bear. Invigorating prose indeed. Girl, this bear is fierce. Yes, we are working hard to make sure that no place in America is safe from transgenderism and drag queening because there's nothing to be safe from. We want drag shows in the libraries and schools of America because we want young children to learn the basic truths that gender is fluid, sexual identity and orientation are mere constructs, and all social rules around sex and gender are ultimately as arbitrary and transient as RuPaul's hair color. Besides, if we can get children to embrace gender anarchy, then the bonus will be that when they read a Bible and hear ridiculous claims like that God made them male and female from the beginning and that God's intent for sex only within marriage is to be fruitful and multiply, they will immediately recognize these as anachronistic shackles imposed on them by the patriarchy and reject the rules, the book they're in, and the God who authored them. But why stop at Build-A-Bear? Imagine how many other children's toys can be made fabulous. Barbie can come with a business suit or cargo shorts. And Ken can come with, well, I mean, why not just come with everything that comes with Barbie? And without anatomical correctness, you can pretend any surgery has already been performed. Just imagine what else we could do. BB guns that identify as stuffed animals. Little rainbow-colored army thems. Also, didn't we always know there was something a little bit draggy about superheroes wearing tights and capes and masks, right? I mean, Batman even wears mascara gloves and go-go boots. And as if Hasbro's been thinking of us all along, they already have an entire line of toys and a film franchise actually called The Transformers. Is Bumblebee a boy or a girl? Why choose? As an otherin, they can be either, or both. Is Optimus Prime a pansexual truck former, or just open to using whichever end of the trailer hitch makes most sense in the moment? Let the children decide. Mix and match and do it yourself. That's the motto for the New World Order. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, with these cleansing rites performed, may we all go forth in loving tolerance and microaggress no more. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
627 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and Candy has traffic on the fives.
Roads are fine. I'm not showing. We'll talk on the commercial. We're not showing any problems. Looks like 98 is clear from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. General Chappie James, the 3-mile bridge, not showing any delays. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David?
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Massachusetts man accused of leaking classified Pentagon documents, making his first court appearance today. Jack Teixeira, the 21-year-old member of the Massachusetts Air National Guard, accused of unauthorized removal and transmission of classified national defense information. It appears the Washington Commanders might be getting close to getting some new owners. Dan Snyder's reportedly accepted a preliminary deal to sell the football team for a price of just over $6 billion. The agreement is with billionaire Josh Harris. That's the co-owner of the NBA's Philadelphia 76ers and the NHL's New Jersey Devils. And also businessman Mitchell Rails. Also, apparently, Magic Johnson is an investor in the group as well. And apparently, Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't making any friends at the Southern California Gas Company. He recently fixed a pothole in his Los Angeles neighborhood. You might be thinking, well, why would they be upset about that? Apparently, they're saying it wasn't a pothole, but an active service trench that he filled in.
Yeah, but it was weird because they say, like, the work had been done. It hadn't been repaired. It was months languishing, not being done. It didn't have any markings over it. It was just, I mean, it was messing with cars and bikes, and it was unsafe, and he solved the problem. So, I don't know. I'm with him on this one, you know.
Well, I'm on his side, too.
I am, too. Besides, are you going to pick a fight with Arnold? I don't think so.
No.
Oh, my God. Can we get somebody to do all the potholes on Plantation?
and elsewhere. Oh, my God. I'm getting so many texts. Somebody says, you just ruined the Transformers for me. Now all I can think about is pansexual Optimus Prime. Somebody says, whichever end of the trailer hitch. Somebody says, oh, my God, the trailer hitch. And I'm getting all the texts about the Optimus Prime and the trailer. Well, you're welcome. That's my gift for you today. 629 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, my goodness. No, I'm not going to do that one now. No, I kind of, okay. What's the silliest, dumbest thing that Nick Cannon could say? Now, that's a big category.
I'm going to have another baby.
With?
You.
Taylor Swift.
She and Nick Cannon?
No, he got asked on a podcast, what about Taylor Swift now that she's single? He's like, oh, yeah, I have a baby with her. Oh, my God.
Well, that's just not saying a lot. Well, you know what I mean? Because he has a baby with everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's like saying we breathe the same air, right? But, you know, of course, Swifties are not happy about this. And why is he being a misogynist against her, thinking that she's open for business?
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. A Boston court date today for the 21-year-old Air National Guard member Jack Teixeira, with word that his arrest by federal agents was accelerated after media zeroed in on him as the leaker of the military intelligence documents on a gamer site. As concerning as the leak itself, what the documents showed, including apparent Chinese aid to Russia's war on Ukraine.
This is a concerning development, and it requires a response from the Congress and from this administration, including secondary sanctions on those Chinese entities engaged in assisting Russia in its illegal war against Ukraine.
As Congressman Andy Barr tells Fox, in a court appearance today for the San Francisco tech exec arrested for the murder of Cash App founder Bob Lee, found collapsed on the street. Police believe Lee was in the car of Expand IT founder Nima Momeni when he was stabbed in the chest. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3, and happy Friday to you right now. It is mostly clear skies, 62 in Pensacola. In an effort to combat social media addiction and the mental health effects that it can have in students, Escambia School District now becoming the latest to join in on a multi-district lawsuit against several big tech companies.
Between 2018 and 2019, so this is pre-pandemic, there was a 55% increase in the need for safety plans for children 6 to 13 who were at risk of hurting themselves. This is not a coincidence. It's not just a group of teenagers acting out of control. This has become the norm.
And that is attorney Carissa Phelps with Levin Papantonio Rafferty, the firm representing the district in the lawsuit. It's targeting companies such as TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and YouTube. Starting to learn more now about the recent arrest of former contractor Jesse Lacoste. For the details, News Radio's Joe Ford.
Investigators with the Escambia Sheriff's Office say Lacoste Construction was paid $157,000 for a job back in 2021 that was ultimately abandoned. At about 90% of the work that was done didn't meet code, compromised the structural integrity of the building, and would have had to be demolished and started over. The alleged victim told investigators that Lacoste was sent multiple certified letters demanding either fulfillment of the contract or having his money returned. In December, the alleged victim was awarded over $163,000 in restitution from the Escambia Contractor Competency Board. Lacoste was arrested Tuesday, his sixth since November, and posted $50,000 bond. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. A bill that makes it easier to impose the death penalty is just about to become law now. The House yesterday approved a bill that allows for the death penalty as long as 8 out of 12 jurors agree. SB 450 passed the Senate last month. Now it's headed to the governor's desk. Governor DeSantis has said he'll sign the bill. If he does, Florida will have the lowest threshold for the death penalty in the nation. It joins Alabama as the only two states that don't require juries to be unanimous. And there's also pending legislation that would make the death penalty available for people convicted of sexually assaulting children under the age of 12. A South Carolina man caught on I-10 yesterday being booked on human trafficking charges. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office says Jose Figueroa picked up two illegal aliens, one in Texas, another in Louisiana, was taking them to Georgia for $1,100. Figueroa tells investigators he got half of the money up front and was due to receive the other half when he dropped them off. An expansion to the parental rights and education law, now one step away from the governor's desk. Yesterday, the Fiscal Policy Committee approved the bill despite critics making their voices heard.
Preteens are 4 times more likely to die by suicide than their cisgender counterparts. And in 2022, more than half of transgender and non-binary youth attempted suicide. Do you know why that is? That's because of these laws. That's because of this legislation.
And the bill would expand last year's law that banned instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity from kindergarten through third grade. It'll expand that to pre-K through eighth grade. The full House has already passed their version. The Senate now ready to take up their version. 6:35, it's News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns, not yet. It looks like everything is running just fine. Not showing any issues on the General Chappie James Bridge. It looks like 87 not showing any problems either. And all exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. Now a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
It's going to be a nice day today with a small chance of a stray shower, high near 77 degrees, otherwise mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 63. For your weekend, we do have some showers and thunderstorms starting Saturday evening going through the overnight period. High on Saturday near 78. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 67. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 62 in Pensacola, 67 in Gulf Breeze, and 58 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. While you paid record high gas prices last year, which brought in record profits for ExxonMobil, the compensation for Exxon CEO Darren Woods soared 52% to $35.9 million. Most of Woods' compensation came from stock awards of $24.9 million, up more than $11 million from the year before. Woods also received a bonus of nearly $6.4 million, more than double his 2021 bonus. The 58-year-old has run Exxon since 2017. A relatively strong job market, new tax breaks, and state mandates are leading more small businesses to offer employees a 401k plan. The state mandate boost can be seen in California, Oregon, and Illinois. Those three states were among the first to require private sector employers that don't offer retirement plans to give employees access to state-sponsored programs. They automatically enroll workers in individual retirement accounts. On Wall Street, futures modestly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory, to our truck, to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was gonna be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Bray's for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Bray Jewelers.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
all started when me and my family went to pick up Mardi Gras beads with the Pensacola Bay Estuary Program. And alone, just my family picked up like over 20 pounds in just an hour. And then all in all, the whole group picked up over 400 pounds. And so I thought this was like crazy. So I wanted to take a bigger initiative.
Now, this is the Pensacola City Council, the agenda review from Monday. And the voice you're hearing is not a voice that you would recognize. That is the voice of Jones Moore, as in Jared Moore's son, age 13 in the seventh grade. And the other person you're going to hear her voice is Alana Milhouse, who is also a student with him in the seventh grade. And they gave a presentation on Mardi Gras beads.
And so I was delighted to find that my history teacher presented us with an assignment where we would create a bill, and the winner with the best bill would get to speak in front of the city council.
What a great assignment, right? I love it. I love his... I was delighted to find... That's so fantastic.
So me and my friend Ilana thought the idea was amazing, so we presented it to our class and ended up winning. So now we're here today to show us our project.
Awesome.
Next slide.
I love that. Next slide. Snap that finger. Go.
The problem is... So Mardi Gras... The Mardi Gras parade is not the problem at all, but the excessive pollution that's left after the parade. Not only it being littered that damages the animal life and the look of the city or aesthetic, we also all know that excessive litter looks terrible in a historic city.
Oh man, how many 13-year-olds can use the word aesthetic properly?
Number two, when the beads are left over from the festival in the city. As you may know, the city tries to keep things clean by having hired nice, hardworking, and cool/epic employees and buying some very expensive street sweepers that are even more expensive than my house to devour all of this trash.
That's awesome.
On a side note, I'm really looking forward to the name that I chose for the competition to be on one of those sweet babies.
Well, say the name. No, anyway. No, it's
did
just,
he say on those sweet babies?
Yeah, I know. That's yeah, I think that is what he said.
That I chose for the competition to be on one of those sweet babies.
That's awesome.
So third is probably the most important point that I'll make today. So listen up. The beads will get in our waterways. The beads might get caught in the stormwater filter boxes that my dad always talks about, but most likely it would get into our most important resource, our bays and our bayous.
So what's the solution? Well, here's what they had come up with.
So the biodegradable beads usually don't contain any lead, phthalates, or heavy metals, or toxic chemicals.
Biodegradable beads are manufactured in the United States. There are several production facilities in the New Orleans.
The biodegradable beads are made locally in New Orleans and are made for amazing prices. Not beading them, but amazing prices.
Biodegradable beads have the same signature look without the use of lead-based paint used in imported beads.
All right, and so what are they made from?
Next Evo is a company that can turn starch from potatoes into biodegradable beads.
The starch material is extracted from a variety of plants in powder form that can be found in corn, wheat, rice, and potatoes.
And in 2022, the Harmonia crew in New Orleans required their members to throw only these biodegradable beads.
So one crew's already gone this direction. Another source was algae.
Nahiro Koto is a LSU biological science professor who accidentally created the biodegradable beads when his student left the seaweed that they were using for a project out and forgot to turn it around, and it released an oil that they later used for a plastic substitute for the beads.
He then used a 6-foot kiddie pool to grow large amounts of the microalgae outside because Louisiana's climate is an ideal environment to naturally mass produce microalgae.
Wow, just the technology is fascinating to me. So they closed on their presentation.
In conclusion, the city of Pensacola has multiple Mardi Gras parades and parties. And at all of these parades and parties, you may know, plastic beads are thrown. This is a result of hundreds of pounds of plastic from Mardi Gras beads being cleaned up on a yearly basis. These factors put serious stress on the infrastructure and the city, and its employees.
We believe biodegradable beads should be required for all Mardi Gras bead throws. There are American-made and regional companies that produce biodegradable beads, and the environment will be helped and staff hours will be reduced.
Thank you.
Pretty good. Pretty good for a couple of seventh graders at the city council.
Seventh grade?
Yeah, 13-year-olds. Pretty impressive.
Hey, that kid's going to be president one day.
Exactly. That's awesome, exactly. Dude. DeLaring Wagon, city council president.
You can take that deep breath now. It's
so that's awesome.
Don't go anywhere yet. You may have some questions.
They did.
You guys did a wonderful, wonderful job. And again, thank you for bringing that presentation to us. It's really important, so thank you.
I love it. I love it. We're going to get back to the questions that came from City Council here in just a second. Meanwhile, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Good news is we're not showing any of those slowdowns or accidents right now. Taking a look downtown, Gregory Street, not showing any problems. Looks like you're good by the Bay Center, Navy Boulevard, Garden, no problem. Certainly if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I just want to say that made my heart good.
I know,
that's
and you're
so
gonna
good.
Like you're going to like more what's coming. It's really good. You know, if you have a business and you have employees, Torgerson Causey can help you make sure you've got the best employee benefits plans for insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, human resources, payroll, all of that stuff. They've been working with us here for about 5 or 6 years at News Radio and Cat Country, and they're fantastic. They gave us options. They saved us money. They get, you know, did some things that I didn't expect, and it was great. And when we ask them questions, they have answers, detail-oriented answers, very good. My wife is super happy, so I'm happy. 20 years plus serving local businesses. Call them today. No obligation to have them check out what you're doing and see what they might be able to help you with. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. So back to the city council agenda review. By the way, the actual meeting last night was I think it's close to the shortest ever, 28 minutes, the whole meeting last night. I told you it was going to be a fast one. It was nothing happened. Seven items. Anyway, but back to the city council meeting. Jen Brayer asking the questions of Jones Moore and Ilana Milhouse Smith.
I thank you for coming. That was incredible and a very important cause. Do you know how long those beads take to degrade?
So usually they take around, like, the maximum for biodegradable beads is usually 5 years, but the ones that we found take like 3 weeks, and so we thought that was amazing.
Wow. Thank you. That was amazing.
Yeah, 3 weeks is great.
That was a great presentation. And, you know, what's funny is that most people would not consider coming here and doing a presentation as a reward. Most people would not like it.
He's right about that.
So, my hat's off to your history teacher for encouraging you to do this. It's a great thing.
No, that's cool. Charles Baer. And then he asked another good question.
What I saw when you originally sent, when we originally got the information, was that you could get biodegradable beads for somewhere around the same cost, or is it just, are they a lot more expensive?
No, they're a lot more expensive.
Okay.
93 cents is the cheapest one we could find, and that was Next Devo's beads. And they look really cool.
Yeah.
But usually it's 18 cents per necklace for the Chinese imported one.
Yeah, so five times the cost is significant. Let's not ignore that. He was right. In the original presentation documents, it made it seem like it was kind of no cost, you know? And if you think, well, no cost, let's do it. Well, five times is quite a bit. Then, of course, Proud Papa Jared Moore had to talk a little bit.
Councilman Moore?
Yeah, thank you so much. I just wanted to say very well done. Beyond the obvious reasons, I'm very impressed and proud of you guys for coming here to speak. I was amazed you didn't seem nervous at all. I've been here for 5 years, and you seem cooler than I usually feel sitting here, so well done. And I did want to acknowledge Ms. Parker, who routinely gets her students out, civically engaged.
Absolutely. Love praising the history teacher.
I know earlier this year she took a group before the Board of County Commissioners to present, and she picked a real soft toss of a topic, homelessness, for them to address. So she's fearless and tenacious and encourages these young leaders of tomorrow to come engage with local government, which is just invaluable. It's incredible.
Even the mayor got in on reacting to them.
Nice job, guys. That was great and really interesting. And you have a bright future ahead of you. You guys are about the same age as my assistant, Alex Smith. So your future is not
cutie pie.
Too far off.
That's great. Oh, and by the way, Jared did ask his son a harsh question. You ready?
And I did want to just ask one question. Do you guys hate Mardi Gras?
No.
Okay.
No.
No. All right. I just wanted to get it on the record for anyone who's watching. There's some passionate, devout lovers of Mardi Gras. So I just want to make sure everyone knew you were coming from a place of love and no hate for Mardi Gras.
All right. So here's my kind of analysis of this as a proposal. I love what Mayor Reeves actually said at one point. He said, well, maybe you should get a hold of the Mardi Gras shop and, you know, have them see if they can offer this as an alternative. You know, just carry both. Let crews decide maybe instead of mandatory is a good idea. But also, here's one thing I did think about. The biodegradable is a great alternative for the beads that get into the bayou, the waterways, the, you know, all of the, and, you know, get into the sewers. But you'd still have to clean up the biodegradable beads, like off the streets and all that kind of stuff, because they don't degrade in like 12 hours. So all the issues with the street sweepers and the saving money and the awesome slash diligent employees and all that kind of, you wouldn't really save with the biodegradable. It'd be more the long-term effect of that, which still may well be worth the effort. I did think it was kind of funny, though. Don Crayer, who's a city council administrator, about 5 minutes later.
I would just like to point out that when our young people left today, they left super quiet. Hopefully they could come in and teach some of our adult visitors how to
burn.
So noted.
Absolutely. So noted. I think I said administrator, executive, city council executive. 651 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are getting ready to have your air conditioning turned on, which I think we're all kind of on the verge of turning it on and turning it on full bore when you get to the summer, Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. They can take care of you. Quality products, quality installation, diligent service, good prices. You know, that's the whole idea. Reliable folks when you give them a call. And look, you really need to have a tune-up, you know, to make sure the thing is going to work all summer properly and not waste your money because if it, you know, squanders electricity, well, who can afford that these days? Anyway, have Peden Air Conditioning come out and check it out. $49 right now for an inspection of your AC. Sewer camera inspection, they do that free. The inspection is free, and then if you do service with them, it's $250 off of those repairs. And also, Peden is expanding. So, you know, they're here, they're in Destin, they're in Fort Walton, they're in Panama City. They're expanding to Baldwin County very soon, so they're kind of all over this area. Check them out online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Home Outlet has the new quality in-stock products you need to keep your project on time and the prices to keep you on budget. Refresh your bath with the Denmark Solid White Vanity, including a marble top and 3-inch backsplash, just $214 each. Add a Geneva freestanding bathtub, value priced at $899 each. Visit your local 100% employee-owned Home Outlet for the guaranteed lowest price on the products you need to reimagine your bath space. Or shop online at homeoutlet.com.
Join Ballet Pensacola this April and enter the magical land of Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream, an enchanting story set in a lush forest complete with love triangles and feuding fairy kingdoms. Adults and children alike will enjoy this playful romp called A Dream. Unearthly beings such as fairies intermingle with the real world, connected with love and magic. Ballet Pensacola performances are April 21st and 23rd. Tickets available online at balletpensacola.org or call the Pensacola Little Theater box office today.
Hi, I'm Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons. The Escambia County Sheriff Foundation will host their very first Cops, Cars, and Crawfish event tomorrow from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock at Five Flags Speedway. We'll have crawfish plates, hamburgers, hot dogs, there will be a car show, and we'll show the movie Cars on our giant screen. So come on out to Five Flags Speedway tomorrow and support the Escambia County Sheriff Foundation's Cops, Cars, and Crawfish. For more information, go to the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation Facebook page. See you there.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk, local news and talk, and dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
National average for gallon gas, 366, keeps going up, 356 here in Florida. And Mississippi, it's, is that the right one? Yeah, Mississippi is 316. California is 490 now, pushing $5 again. In Navarre, let's see, the Walmart East is not your best. The Tom Thumb has 331. Walmart West has 331, though several stations do. 334 at the Tiger Point Liberty Station, 349 in proper at the Exxon. In Milton, 339 at the Sefco, 349 at the P. Ridge Murphy, 339 at the Raceway going through Pace. If you're over into Pensacola, 333 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market on 9 Mile, 349 at the 349 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. Looks like we might be in the middle of another price jump today, maybe a dime or so based on what I'm seeing here on this map. And then coming in from the southwest side, just don't buy gas. I don't know what to tell you. They're all bad. It's like the best prices at the Pure station on Jackson, which I know is a little out of the way for most people. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, these gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-the-door price your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. Let's get traffic on the fives first from Candy before we get to David. Go ahead, Candy.
All right. Pure is easy for me to get to.
No, right. Yeah, right down the street.
There you go. We got a report. Sheriff's Department and troopers are on westbound I-10 near exit 8, maybe, and unsure of what's going on, but there's a slowdown. So I saw a bike out of the back of the trunk of one of the sheriff's unmarked cars, so they're not sure what's going on there, so maybe watch out for that area. That's all we see so far this morning. Just so much better than yesterday. Traffic tips, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. And if you've got any kind of a leak, drip, weird sound on the wall, temperature, pressure, water issue, plumbing issue, call Barberry Plumbing. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Governor Ron DeSantis has signed that 6-week abortion ban into law. The state's Republican-controlled legislature gave final approval for the measure yesterday. It prohibits abortions after 6 weeks unless it's to save a woman's life or in certain other cases. Top Russian diplomat says the Kremlin may be willing to discuss a prisoner swap involving Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gerskovich. Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said yesterday it could happen after the Russian courts deliver a verdict on his espionage charge. And boy, we got some rain yesterday, but Fort Lauderdale really got some rain. They're still feeling the effects. They're saying it's the rainiest day in the city's history. They had a flash flood emergency, and that resulted in their airport being closed. And it's still closed, as a matter of fact,
underwater.
Until 9
I mean,
o'clock
the
today.
Tarmac
yeah,
was under. It was crazy. 26 inches of rain?
26 inches.
Lord, that's like the Pensacola flood of 2014, that kind of weather, you know? So, man.
That's how I got to know Frontier Motors. I lost my car.
There you go. Yeah. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. By the way, local effects of that storm yesterday, Gulf Islands National Seashore, Fort Pickens, Opal Beach, Johnson Beach Road, all closed down. Actually, Johnson Beach beyond the parking lot, okay? But still, all of those are closed at the moment with varying degrees of water or sand all over them. The park is working on cleanup, and they're going to evaluate today, basically, to see when and if they're going to reopen those, which is, you know, certainly very concerning. 437-1620, 437-1620. What was the other thing I was going to tell you about? Oh, I don't have time to do it right now. I do have a very interesting crime and news story, but we'll get to that maybe later on in the show. All right, time for
future news.
Future news. That's when Candy and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Will Mardi Gras crews adopt recyclable, reusable, biodegradable beads?
I think they should, but I don't think
they will. I think some will.
I think some will.
And if the price can come down, if they can get a more comparable price, I think, you know, of course, you know, why wouldn't you, right? Senate, I think today is going to take up the K-8, the expansion of the parental rights bill up to the 8th grade. Will they pass that? Will that be law?
Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be law in the state of Florida. Governor DeSantis signed the 6-week abortion ban with exceptions up to 15 weeks. But will that, the key for that is it has to survive the Florida State Supreme Court evaluation of whether it violates the Privacy Amendment. Will it survive that challenge?
Of course it will.
I will. Yeah, it will. Now, especially now that the court leans more conservative, I think that it will, because that was not what that amendment to the Constitution was ever supposed to mean in the first place. So I think that's been a misunderstanding of that. Gulf Islands National Seashore, when will everything be reopened?
Tomorrow.
You know, that seems like, I'm saying Monday. You know what? I'm going to say parts tomorrow, parts Monday, and then I think there might be some that might not open for maybe a week or two, because it takes resources to get this stuff cleaned up. We'll be back.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.